Today's Cotton Newsline is four cuts. All cuts are John Gibson, Director of Member Services for the National Cotton Council. First cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
Sponsored by Bayer Crop Science through a grant to the Cotton Foundation, the PI program is in its 26th year of helping U.S. producer participants improve yields and farmer quality. The program aims to help cotton producers boost their operations efficiency by gaining new perspectives in land preparation, planning, fertilization, pest control, irrigation, and harvesting, and also by observing the ways in which their peers use current technology.
Second cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
Then they heard presentations on Texas cotton production and Texas A&M's cotton improvement program at Plains Cotton Growers Office before visiting Pico Industries. They also toured Vardaman Farms in nearby Slayton and the Caprock Winery in Lubbock.
Third cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
The group visited Farmers Co-op Compress and then saw a presentation on electronic marketing at Plains Cotton Co-op before observing the Lubbock feedlot and Back to Nature Resources operations. They also toured Mims Farm and Acuff.
Fourth cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
In Corpus Christi, they visited Stover Equipment Company, Gulf Compress, the Port of Corpus Christi, Gatefront LLC, and the USDA Agricultural Marketing Services Cotton Classing Facility. They also saw Edcott Co-op Gin in Odom and the Gregory Gin in Gregory and toured individual farms in the Coastal Bend area. The tour concluded yesterday with a visit to Kingsville for an update on the South Texas Bollweevil Program. The group also saw the Texas Parks and Wildlife Fish Hatchery in Corpus Christi.